I will do one realistic thing and one dream thing. So I do think that the bottleneck we see in our middle schools right now was not predicted. When we decided to move the sixth graders up and add a wing to both of our two middle school buildings, we were kind of still working under that assumption that we kept more of our kids in Manhattan in the younger grades, and that by the time they reached middle school and high school, we lost a lot of families. I think a lot of it was trends we were seeing in Fort Riley deployments. But right now, our big classes are in middle school and high school. And so what we don't know is whether we have a small population bubble and things will kind of slow down. And maybe we'll get a few classes out, and then maybe we'll get into some more manageable numbers. But if I'm going to put a prediction on where we might have to build our next school, I would think it might be that middle school level. And I'm sure, I know the administration is watching that very closely. There has been land purchased over the last few years that could potentially be used as a third middle school. Middle school is such a hard age, and having very overcrowded buildings puts a lot of stress and strain both on students and faculty. So that would be one area where I could see growth. Now, my dream is one area I really see Manhattan behind on is that we haven't gone into the career academy models that you see in a lot of our other 6A high schools across the state. A lot of the Kansas City and Wichita schools have gone into this. And so when I say a career academy model, this could be actually pulling out 100 and so kids, this is just a hypothetical, from each grade and putting them into an academic area for intensive training and enrichment. So when you look at where Manhattan puts its economic development emphasis, it's really in the life sciences. So it's looking to prepare kids for the fields that K-State does really well. It's looking to support MBAF. It's looking for biomanufacturing, bioscience. It's getting kids ready to go into agriculture and animal health fields. And then when you look at our workforce in Manhattan, we really need to be pumping out more healthcare professionals. So I would love to see us create a life sciences academy in a separate building. It would be a partnership with MATC or K-State or both so that students could start working on associate's degrees and credentials while they're still in high school and have a leg up to be going into those fields. Also, they could do a lot more in-depth career exploration, and hopefully we'd be able to matriculate them straight into programs with either of those institutions of higher learning. So I would love to see us explore building a life sciences academy that could probably have 300 or 400 students. They would take a lot of the same curriculum, would have the same graduation requirements as Manhattan High School, but they'd be really focused more on that life sciences track. The way that the models are in other schools, they could still participate in Manhattan High School extracurricular activities. So it'd be great if we were able to build such a facility near the current high school or figure out an easy way to transport kids back and forth. But I think that's an area that we're lacking. Our students are not getting some of that career preparation in high school that you see in other communities in the state. And it really just makes sense when you look at where Manhattan is. If we want to keep and retain our local talent, we need to make that investment here. Plus, when you look at the fact that Manhattan High School almost has 2,000 students, so if we could remove 400 students from that building and make it more about a 1,600 student building, we'd be in great shape for that building to last us for a long time. Building a second high school in Manhattan, especially if we want two large high schools, would be, you know, $150, $200 million project. I don't think our taxpayers want that right now. I don't think we have the population to justify it. I graduated in 1993, and there were 1,800 and some students in that high school. Now that we have all four grades back, we're at 1975. So we've only got a couple hundred more students over 30 years. I don't think the trend shows we're ready to build a second high school unless the community would be happy with a 2A high school and a 6A high school, or a 2A high school and a 5A high school. And I think that there's a lot of other reasons why people may not want that. But I think the idea of creating a career academy that allows kids to get a jump start on their career would be a great way to depopulate MHS and provide those students with some extra resources to help them prepare for their career. And if it works, there's nothing that says that 10, 15 years down the road, we couldn't build another career academy to prepare kids for engineering jobs or manufacturing jobs. So maybe we end up at the model that we have one core satellite high school and lots of smaller career academies that pull students out of those classes. I think the potential is really strong for that idea, and I look forward to continue to explore it with my fellow board members and the administration this fall.